Yelena, you're laughing. Does this feel not real to you, or what is your emotions on being in the semifinals of the French Open?
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice because it's first time for me in the semifinals of the Grand Slam, and I'm just really happy to be there.
I just wonder, from your notes, it says you did a lot of dancing when you were little. Did that prepare you for stages like this? Were you ever in any big competitions or put on some big performances that perhaps helped you with your nerves today?
You mean in the ballroom dancing? No, of course not. I was just doing some like Latvian championships in the ballroom dancing, and I think the courts I play are much bigger.
But you were still quite young when you were dancing, so it must have been good preparation in some way, surely.
Yeah, for sure.
Elena, you were here, I think, 3 years ago when you watched Anna Skulbusmaker's run to the semifinals. Now you're in the semifinals yourself. Did you think 3 years ago, "Oh, I'm going to do this before I'm 20," or what? Or are you surprised by the fact that you made the semifinals here as young as you are?
Yeah, I mean, of course, when I came here, I didn't ex expect I'm gonna be in the semis, but I was playing better and better every match, so I think if I keep it up, everything can happen.
Things did not go very well for you at the start of today's match. How much of that was what you were doing, what Caroline was doing, what the wind was like, nerves maybe? Why do you think you had such a hard time at the start, and then how are you able to turn that around?
Yeah, Caroline was playing pretty well today, and at the beginning was really windy and was really tough for me to get my game because I couldn't expect where the ball was bouncing, and she served pretty well, and then I just got my game back, and yeah, I felt quite confident.
You hit some very attacking shots from the baseline, but when you also had to hit winners from the net as well, you got some good wins at the net. Do you think that you have got a good all-round game now and that that is developing all the time, both from the back of the court and at the net?
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing quite aggressive, and if I have a chance to go out to the net, I'm going to the net, and I just finish the point because I think it's easier.
Tennis is very simple.
Yeah.
Yelena, in Charleston, when you beat her, you hit 40 winners. In Prague, when you beat her, you hit 70 winners. Yeah, it's true. Today, you hit 38. What is it about that matchup between you and Wozniacki that kind of unlocks this within you think? Why does it work well for you?
I don't know. I mean, every match we played was a very tough match because she's playing really well and she's very consistent. And in my mind, every time I go on court to play against her, I just know that I have to stay aggressive, but to not go for every shot because I have to be consistent as well.
Yelena, I know you've been working with Annabelle this clay season, so what makes this partnership work, I guess?
Yeah, it's really nice to work with her because she's very experienced and she knows a lot of players, and we are improving some things and working on some things, and I think it works pretty well.
Yeah. Caroline was in here and she said she found it very hard to read your shots. Is that something you've developed, or is it just a coincidence your technique is like that?
No, of course I was trying to play different, not to play every shot the same spot, and yeah, I think after the first set today, I felt pretty well my game, so that's why probably it was tough to read.
Hi, last teenager to have semifinals here was like 10 years ago. Do you think you can be, the leader of a new generation?
I mean, our year 1997 is pretty strong because we have a lot of players in top 100 and top 50 as well. So I think maybe it's kind of new generation or
It seems the crowd on Langland had adopted you, like they were cheering for you. Do you like this? Do you like this atmosphere? And why do you think they are such, keen on you?
Yeah, I really love to play at Suzanne Langland because, yeah, the people were supporting me a lot, and I felt great out there.
Back to the dancing. In all seriousness, do you think that that kind of footwork helped you in tennis, and what was your favorite dance to do when you were younger?
Yeah, of course. I think it helped me, and I'm still doing it now just for myself, the dancing, and my favorite one is samba.
Can you talk a little bit about the relationship with your next opponent, Timea Bacinski, who will be both your birthday on the semifinal? And she told us that you saw each other in the locker after a match act and say, and say, well done. So can you talk a little bit about your relationship?
Yeah, I think we're good friends with Timea because we played the doubles in China last year, and that's how I got to know her. She's a really nice person, and yeah, both of us will have the birthday, so I'm really looking forward to the match.
Just wondered, before you got a Grand Slam semi-final for your 20th birthday, what's been the best birthday present you've ever had?
I think maybe this one is one of the best ones, because to play semi-final for Roland Garros on your birthday, I think it's really nice.
Yelena, when you were younger, and you're already young, so that's a stupid start of the question, honestly, but a few years ago when you were a junior and you thought about what might be the slam when you turn pro that you would have the deepest run in, did you ever think that it was going to be in Paris?
Actually, no, because, I mean, clay is not my best surface, but I really love to play here because here the clay is a bit different from other clay. It's pretty fast, so, and I think it fits my game pretty well.
And with Annabelle, what's the thing that she's been able to work with you the most? Is she more like a scout, like she looks at other opponents and can tell you what they're going to do, or is it more tactics and technical stuff with her?
I think all together we're just working on some things and trying to improve, and
Yelena, you've never won a title before. Can you just imagine that your first title is could possibly be a Grand Slam?
I mean, I have to take one step at a time, and I'm still in the semi-final, and it's going to be a hard match, so I just have to go out there and just show my best.
What do you need to do now to play your best tennis? Do you just carry on as you've been playing so far, or do you do something a bit different?
I think as I'm playing pretty well this week, and I'm more and more confident, and I think that helps me a lot with my game.
You always give very quick answer, and you don't... No, it's very good, very good. Not like Bacinski, for instance. You didn't learn anything from Gulbis, I mean, who also was a very extrovert and talking and giving jokes and things like that. Would you prefer to, do you like to be the way you are? Or sometimes you would like to change?
I mean, I'm just trying to give the best answer I can.
You've obviously played doubles with Timea last year. You know, you've practiced together quite a bit, she said as well. What do you feel you have to do in that match, and what do you think she can do to disrupt your game? Can you just preview, maybe analyze that semifinal a little?
Yeah, her game is very different. She can mix it up a lot. She can play aggressive also. She can change the rhythm and everything. And I think I have to just stay aggressive and to just play my game.
It's going to be your 20th birthday, and I can imagine that there were some plans. Do they have to cancel anything?
Sorry?
Did you have great plans for your birthday, for your 20th birthday?
I mean, I actually didn't expect that it would be here in Paris, but I'm really happy it's here, and yeah, I'm going to enjoy it, but I think I'll have plans after I finish the tournament.
I'm curious, why do you like the samba the most?
I actually think because of the music, because some really nice songs fit samba, so that's why.
Yelena, do you feel as though, you know, here in Paris, everything that's happening around you, does the city suit you? Like, is it different than Melbourne or Wimbledon or the US Open? Is there something special about Paris that just suits you, or you're just winning matches?
I actually like all of the cities, but probably now Paris the most because it's a really nice city, and yeah, I'm playing better here.